Oh, hello everyone. It's Rodney Hyde. Real Talk, Reality Check Radio. And I'm so pleased because it's been a while, but here I am with Dr. Sarah Farrant. Sarah, how are you doing?
Thanks, Rodney. Thank you so much for having me back, and of course, hello to the listeners.
Look, I was a bit worried about doing webinars because I didn't understand them. I was very excited about us doing talkback because I understood it being of an era.
Right.
Webinars are better.
It's
I did one with
great.
Wally. I did run with Wally, and I thought, oh, I'm not sure how this works over the internet. Fantastic, because everyone was in there chatting away with each other. So
Yeah.
instead of it being like a talkback where it's you and I talking and someone rings in, and then there's a three-way talk, the actual audience are participating in the chat.
Nice.
I loved it because instead of it being like a three people, it was hundreds. So if you really felt the sense of community, and Wally loved it, and I have to say they loved Wally just like they love you.
Nice. He's
So
amazing.
you're going to have a great time. We'll tell everyone again at the end too, but we're going to do it Sunday the 16th at 8 o'clock. You'll have to register, please, because this is medical. This isn't about your raspberries or your tomatoes or your potatoes.
That's
It's about
right.
your family's health. So we're not going to have Sarah flying blind just answering questions willy-nilly. Questions have got to be sent in writing, inbox@radleycheck.radio, and we'll get through them. But Sarah, what are we going to do this first Sunday?
I was thinking about it, Rodney, and I think if we stick to health outside the system, because really, it's kind of like my signature. And, it's coming up 33 years that I've actually lived outside of the system. So there's a thing or two that I can share with with our audience about how to navigate living outside of the system. And I remember when we came to New Zealand in 2008 and we set up Vital Wellbeing, we did so under three pillars. And the three pillars are move, eat, think. And it's those three areas that I would like to go through with people in a bit more detail and kind of pick each one apart and share some information that I know that they'll be able to take with them and utilize in their life, pretty much straight away.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah, go.
Listeners mightn't appreciate this, but I'm a little overweight.
Oh.
And I felt a bit of a phony and a fraud listening to you and health because I love it and I sort of know it. But I've lost 10 kgs
Congratulations.
and I'm losing, like, continuing to improve my health. And it's been the RCR community that have done that.
Well,
And so I feel a lot less of a phony and a fraud, if you know what I mean.
yeah,
I'm not eating like a pig. I'm taking care
totally,
of my own health. And I'm feeling so much better. I can't believe the difference. I've lost weight before,
yeah,
but I know how good it is. But
no. Well, and actually on that kind of that vein, and that would probably come under our eating pillar,
yes.
but really we want to start with how do we think? Like what really is health? And if we pose this question, what if the doctors and the drug companies actually got it wrong when they talk about the best way to maintain your health? Because New Zealand is in a health crisis. We are. And the more that we can see that health crisis for what it is and actually start to like pivot slightly to move, start to make those steps outside of the system, then our health is going to be a lot different and better expressed than what it is when we're in this system, which is the health crisis. So much of our dollars are spent on learning to manage our disease. And we're not empowering the people to say, actually, what do you think health is? Is that really what health is? Is there a different way to define what health is? And as a result of that, how can we live differently according to that way of looking at health. And it's that I would like to share with people, because I really think in
Right.
order for us to change, we've got to change how we think. Because if we're going to make the changes, then the same, what's the saying? The same level of thinking that got us here is not going to get us to the place that we want to go. So if we can look at our thinking, and we'll do a deep dive on that to really kind of unpack the way in which we are looking at health, would be, I think, really beneficial to our audience.
Oh my goodness, can I just quickly tell you?
Yeah.
My dear friend Alana helped me. She said, I'm developing this program to help people lose weight. And I said, so why are you talking to me?
You
No, I knew why she was talking to me. But
are that person that first went in.
yeah, she first thought of me. I'm trying to get her on. Do you know what it was about?
What?
Nothing about diet. It
Belief,
was
probably.
how I think, and in particular, my subconscious thoughts. And I have very, when we get her on, we'll talk about this. I have very negative thoughts about myself that I didn't even realize. And she got me literally doing daily affirmations, and I started to lose weight. No diet, just how I thought. We've got so much to cover, Sarah. We're going to start off on Sunday, the 16th at 8 o'clock. Register, send your questions in to inbox@rallycheck.radio. It's going to be fabulous because I didn't know how a webinar would work. Done one with Wally. I can't wait to have you on.
I'm looking forward to it.
See you then, Sunday, 16th of
Thanks, Robin.
March. Send us a email, inbox@rallycheck.radio. Can't wait.
Thanks, Rodney.